From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno emphasized the importance of preserving local wisdom, one of which is preserving traditional houses, which are Indonesian architecture with various rich characteristics. Like the traditional house inside the hamlet Lombok West Nusa Tenggara, the house is centered in the kitchen. Minister Sandiaga Uno, in a written statement on Sunday, said that steps to preserve and develop the architectural design of the archipelago were great efforts, not only to preserve the wisdom of Indonesia's local culture, but also to give birth to building design icons that attract tourists. Minister of National Development Planning and head of Bappenas Suharso Manoarfa said, "It is time for Kayu Mas Coffee from Situbondo Regency East Java, which had been famous since 1886 during the Dutch colonial era, to become an industry and penetrate the international market." On the sidelines of the launch of Golden Wood Coffee or Kayu Mas Coffee at the Pendopo of Situbondo Regency Sunday, he emphasized that Kayu Mas Coffee from Situbondo should have started to be industrialized so that it could spread all over the world. The Situbondo Regency government made a new branding for Kayu Mas Coffee, produced from plantation in Kayu Mas Village, Arjasa District, to become Golden Wood Coffee. In the Dutch era, coffee was known as Van Landem Kayu Mas. Minister Suharso said that he was proud of the awards received by Arabica Coffee from Kayu Mas Situbondo Village, starting from the national to international level. "This award must be maintained because Indonesia is known as a coffee producer with a lot of uniqueness." Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno appealed to the public to comply with the government policy on the Idul Fitri homecoming ban. "This is an effort to suppress the transmission of COVID-19 pandemic." He emphasized that the government focus on continuing to suppress the infection number. He also believed Indonesia will rise again if it succeeds to contain the pandemic. According to Minister Uno, "Every time there was large public mobility, the trend in positive cases increased by 94%, albeit the large-scale social restriction had been enforced last year." Minister Sandiaga Uno further hopes that people could still stay in touch with their relatives by using technology as an alternative, as they could not return to their hometown during the Idul Fitri homecoming ban, which takes effect from May 6 to 17. Let's move on to the international news. The Canadian province of Ontario will begin offering AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine on Tuesday to people turning 40 or older this year. The change will broaden access to vaccine as a third wave of infection threatens to overwhelm hospitals in Canada's most populous province, and should make it easier to use doses that in some cases have been accumulating at pharmacies. The change will be announced on Monday and go into effect across the province on Tuesday. The vaccine has already been distributed to pharmacies, but currently can only be given to people turning 55 or older this year. India may build new coal-fired power plants as they generate the cheapest power, despite growing calls from environmentalists to deter use of coal. Coal's contribution to electricity generation in India fell for the second straight year in 2020, marking a departure from decades of growth in coal-fired power. Still, the fuel accounts for nearly three-fourths of India's annual power output. Environmental activists have long rallied against India adding new coal-fired capacity. Solar and wind energy prices are falling to record lows, which would help the world's third-largest greenhouse gas emitter cut emissions. Hong Kong will suspend flights from India, Pakistan, and the Philippines from April 20 for 2 weeks after the N501Y mutant COVID-19 strain was detected in the Asian financial hub for the first time, authorities said in a statement late on Sunday. The three countries would be classified as extremely high risk after there had been multiple imported cases carrying the strain into Hong Kong in the past 14 days. The city reported 13 new coronavirus cases on Sunday, 29 of which were imported, marking the highest daily toll since March 15. Hong Kong has recorded over 11,600 cases in total and 209 deaths. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said on Sunday the government has made a second payment to the World Health Organization WHO COVAX initiative to access around 11 million COVID-19 vaccines. Venezuela is in the grip of a second wave of the pandemic, which has strained its already underfunded health system. The country's economic collapse has led to rising food insecurity, and Maduro added the UN World Food Programme's or WFP director, David Beasley, had arrived for meetings with officials. Venezuela has so far received just 800,000 doses of Russian and Chinese vaccine for its population around 30 million. That was the news. The Central Statistics Agency last Thursday released data on the Indonesia's trade balance for March 2021, which shows an improvement in the value of export and imports. The performance in March shows a strong increase with growth of 30.47% and 25.733% respectively on an annual basis year-on-year. On a monthly basis, Significant increases in export and imports occurred in the oil and gas and non-oil and gas sectors when compared to February 2021. On one hand, export performance in the first quarter of 2021 shows positive development amid the recovery of demand and is also supported by rising commodity prices. Signs of stronger economic recovery are also consistent with manufacturing activity in Indonesia's main trading partners, such as China, the United States, and the European Union, which have expanded for 8 consecutive months. On the other hand, import performance will also experience an increase due to domestic demand starting to recover and the existence of a low base effect last year. The trade balance surplus is projected to continue throughout semester 1 of 2021. This was driven by the solid export performance of major export commodities such as crude palm oil or CPO and coal, as well as the global economic recovery. However, it should be noted, according to researchers, as it enters semester 2 to 2021, it is estimated that imports will soar along with the acceleration of economic growth by strengthening domestic consumption and increasing fixed capital investment activity. The growth in trade balance, seen at least in February 2021, is expected to widen to current account deficit or CAD in 2021 to -1% of this year's gross domestic products. Of course, this needs to be watched out for because it will affect the growing national economic growth. However, with the government's efforts, the surplus that has been achieved in the first quarter is expected to continue the economic recovery in 2021.
Today in the story starts with the event on April 19, 1930, when the Indonesian Football Association was established. The Indonesian Football Association, PSSI, was established under the name Indonesian Football Association. PSSI is the body that administers football in Indonesia. Its first general chairperson was Suratin Sosro Sugondo. PSSI joined FIFA in 1952 and AFC in 1954. PSSI holds the Indonesian League competition every year, and since 2005, the Indonesian Cup has also been held. Next event was in 1953 on the death of Wahid Hashim. The first Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs, Kiai Haji Abdul Wahid Hashim, passed away in Cimahi, West Java on April 19, 1953 at the age of 38. He is the father of Indonesia's fourth president, Abdurrahman Wahid, and the son of Muhammad Hashim Ash'ari, one of Indonesia's national heroes. Wahid Hashim, with a myriad of thoughts on religion, state education, politics, society, NU, and Islamic boarding schools, has become a layer of Islamic history and Indonesianist that cannot be replaced by anyone. The last event was in 1971 when Sierra Leone became a state republic. The Republic of Sierra Leone is a country in West Africa, precisely on the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. The country shares border with Guinea to the north, Liberia to the southeast, and the Atlantic Ocean to the southwest. Previously, this country was a former British colony and became independent on April 27, 1961. And listener, that's today in history.
gadis cantik yang lewat di depanku, rambut panjang dengan mata biru, senyum sejuk membuatku terpaku. Saat ku sapa dia tersipu malu. Gadis cantik yang lewat di depanku, rambut panjang dengan mata biru, senyum sejuk membuatku terpaku. Saat ku sapa dia tersipu malu.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presiden Joko Widodo opened the Indonesia International Motor Show or IIMS Hybrid Automotive Exhibition 2021 at the State Palace in Jakarta last Thursday. In his remarks, the president said that the national automotive industry has risen. This can be seen from the increase in purchase orders for motor vehicle products, which reached 190%. He remarked that the increase in vehicle orders could not be separated from the various stimuli provided by the government, especially the relaxation policy on sales tax and luxury goods. President Joko Widodo also mentioned the current Purchasing Manager Index or PMI figure, which has reached 53. In fact, before the pandemic, the Indonesian PMI figure reached 51 and in normal times. He warned that this momentum must really be maintained. The president said this revival must not be disturbed again due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Furthermore, he hopes that the production capacity of the domestic automotive industry can be increased by using higher local content. In addition, industrial players are targeting export markets. President Joko Widodo requested that the involvement of micro, small and medium enterprises be increased in the supply chain for the automotive industry, thereby bringing greater added value to the national economy. President Joko Widodo also reminded the reform towards green technology and a green economy, which will become the foundation potential and strength in Indonesia. The use of renewable energy such as B30 and B100 must also be continued. The development of electric cars must also be accelerated, and it is hoped that it will become one of Indonesia's leading industries. Meanwhile, Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita is optimistic that the automotive industry can spur national economic recovery from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is because the automotive industry involves a lot of domestic business actors from upstream to downstream sectors. Minister of Agus Gumiwang added that in the Making Indonesia 4.0 program launched by President Joko Widodo in 2018, the national motor vehicle industry was targeted to become a global player. He reminded that despite being hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, the automotive industry was able to contribute 4.24% of known oil and gas gross domestic products throughout 2020. Meanwhile, export of automotive products for four-wheeled motorized vehicle or more, including their components, reached 65.99 trillion rupiah. That was my Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku cekuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
andai ku bisa lepaskan semua hempas asa dalam dada.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Talaga Bodas Garut is a mountainous tourism attraction in the form of a lake created in a mountain crater. The name Bodas is used because the lake water with a diameter of 2 km looks white. This is because the water content of the lake that is formed from this crater contains sulfur. Talaga Bodas crater is located on the slopes of Mount Galunggung at an altitude of 1,512 meters above sea level. An area of 23.85 hectares is directly adjacent to forests and beautiful verdant mountains. The water is widely used by local residents as a source of hot water and health treatment. Talaga Bodas Garut is one of the craters of Mount Galunggung, which erupted hundreds of years ago. The temperature of the crater tourism area on the north side of the mountain is cold. The best time to visit this spot is during daytime to enjoy a million charms of the crater. This crater is elongated with views of the hills around it. Many tourist activities can be done in this tourism area, such as trekking and hiking, walking around the crater, bathing in hot water pools, and taking selfies. On the lower right side of this tourism attraction, there are three natural hot water soaking pools. Two pools are available for children and one for adults. The water temperature in this pool is relatively warm, so it is quite comfortable for tourists. This natural hot spring pool is located adjacent to the Talaga Bodas crater. Tourists can soak free of charge in the pool for relaxation. Soaking in this hot pool makes the body feel fresh.
are several routes that can be accessed to get to this tourism destination, which is located in Sukamenak Village, Wanaraja District, Garut, West Java. If you depart from Garut, you can use the Suci Karangpawitan to Wanaraja routes, which are about 27.6 kilometers away. If you drive a personal motor vehicle without getting stuck in traffic, it may only take about an hour and 10 minutes. This is because Karangpawitan and Wanaraja areas often become congestion points, especially during rush hours. At the end of the crater road, there are several huts and toilets. The parking area has been well managed and organized. A prayer room and a row of culinary stalls complement the facilities in this area. Arrangements are also carried out at the entrance gate, making a fence between the lake area and the mainland. As well as repair and manufacture of pipes from springs in the area around the lake. There are toilets and places to change clothes around the hot water soaking pool. The local staffs continue to develop existing facilities to support tourists' comfort. You can visit this tourism spot every day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. by paying an entrance ticket for 10,000 rupiahs. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Cinta tak pernah salah, lantas mengapa banyak yang menghalang? Jika memang benar sang waktu yang tak tepat, lantas mengapa kita dipertemukan? Berdebat hebat, nurani dan
Tuhan tolonglah hapus semua rasa ku mencintai dia yang telah berubah. Oh Tuhan tolonglah batinku tersiksa, nurani berkata ku harus lepaskan dia. Ini sedang mencoba mengajari kita untuk lebih dewasa. Walaupun berat, akan tetap ku coba menjalani semua yang terasa benar. Berdebat hebat semua rasa ku mencintai dia yang telah berbuang. Oh Tuhan tolonglah batinku tersisa, nurani berkata ku harus lepaskan.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener, to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about sakit, which means sick. Stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Bagaimana Kondisimu Hari Ini, which means How is your condition today? This dialogue is between Kevin and Mela, Kevin's workmate. They talk on the phone. Mela wants to know Kevin's condition today. Mela asks Kevin how his condition is. Let's listen to the conversation.
Bagaimana kondisimu hari ini?
Aku masih demam.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times, and you can repeat after me. Bagaimana, bagaimana, which means how. Kondisi, kondisi, which means condition. Kondisimu, kondisimu, which means your condition. Bagaimana kondisimu hari ini? Bagaimana kondisimu hari ini? Which means, how is your condition today? Aku masih demam. Aku masih demam, which means I still have fever. In the dialogue, you listen to a question. Bagaimana kondisimu hari ini? Bagaimana kondisimu hari ini? Which means, how is your condition today? In the dialogue context, the question is used to ask someone's condition who is sick. Mela has known that Kevin was sick since yesterday. Mela wants to know Kevin's condition today by asking, Bagaimana kondisimu hari ini? Bagaimana kondisimu hari ini? Which means, how is your condition today? Another expression to ask someone's condition is Bagaimana kabarmu hari ini? Bagaimana kabarmu hari ini? Which means, how are you today? Then, you can answer Aku masih demam. Aku masih demam, which means, I still have fever. Another example is Bagaimana keadaanmu hari ini? Bagaimana keadaanmu hari ini? Which means, how are you today? You can also answer Aku masih demam, aku masih demam, which means I still have fever. In the dialogue, there is the word kondisimu, which has the same meaning as kondisi kamu, which means your condition. The word kamu can be shortened into mu if it is used to show possession, such as kondisimu, kabarmu, keadaanmu. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Bagaimana kondisimu hari ini?
Aku masih demam.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Oh,
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Air Mata Ibu or Mother's Tears by Sri Widadi. Mother is a person with huge services in our life. She gave birth and raised us with love and compassion. This keroncong song, created by Kusbini, tells about the services and sacrifices of parents, especially mothers. Therefore, we must do good deeds to our parents. Because of them, we can see this world. Listener, here is Sri Widadi with the keroncong song entitled Air Mata Ibu. Enjoy!
Indonesia.
Kamu tak mau melihat diri ini. nanti jatuh cinta, cinta kepada diriku. Jangan-jangan ku jodohmu, kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta padaku. Aku punya niat yang baik, telah ku ungkapkan padamu. Kau tetap bilang pergi sana, kamu tak mau melihat diri ini selamanya. Awas nanti jatuh cinta, cinta kepada diriku. Jangan-jangan ku jodohmu, kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta padaku. Cinta, cinta kepada diriku. Jangan-jangan ku jodohmu, kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta padaku. Terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta, awas nanti jatuh cinta, awas nanti jatuh cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Agar aku bisa tanpa dirimu.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adalah. See you on the next English program.